This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Wednesday, June the 18th. It began life as in the 1990s as an online bookstore. These days, though, Amazon does quite a bit more. E-books, tablet computers, even its own television shows. And now, Amazon does smartphones too.
This phone is gorgeous. I can't wait for you to get your own hands on it and look at it. It's 4.7 inches, absolutely gorgeous display. We picked 4.7 as the perfect size for one-handed use. This is industry-leading brightness. We call this dynamic perspective.
That was Amazon founder and chief executive Jeff Bezos waxing lyrical as he unveils the Fire phone in Seattle. It'll have stiff competition from well-established rivals made by Apple and Samsung. The BBC's North America technology correspondent Richard Taylor was at the Amazon launch.
So the much touted feature, which is probably the most impressive feature about the phone, is what Amazon are calling dynamic perspective, and it's a different take on 3D. Instead of you having to wear glasses or having filters on top of the screen, which was tried by a couple of smartphone manufacturers a few years ago to try and give a 3D kind of feel to the display, Amazon are using four infrared cameras that can track where your face is relative to the screen, and using that information they can then adjust the perspective of the screen accordingly so that the overall impression is that you are looking at something very three-dimensional. So on the home screen, which I was given a demo of, you can really see through objects and make it really does feel like it is a three-dimensional experience. Now, Jeff Bezos was also talking about how this feature could also be used when you are tilting the phone. Again, the phone knows where you are, where your eyes are, where your face is, and that can be used in slightly more practical ways. For example, if you're on the train, you can do browsing just by tilting the phone slightly, and then when you tilt it back, it will stop browsing. Or another example was, more tellingly perhaps, when you're browsing Amazon's retail catalogue, he showed off how the catalogue would dynamically change according to the position of the phone, the tilting of the phone. So it was an interesting feature, but arguably a little bit gimmicky. He's opened it up to developers, so that developers can make new applications which take advantage of it. But I'm not convinced that that feature alone will be enough to persuade people to give up their Apple and Samsung devices.
Right, so that's part of the point of this phone. Some people have been calling it a shopping phone. Part of the point of it is to enable Amazon to flog more stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the main driver for Amazon here, because a lot of better established technology names have tried to make it in smartphones and frankly haven't made any profit whatsoever. All the profit is eaten up by Samsung and Apple with their phones. So Amazon are banking on, I think, getting some volume of these phones out, pricing it reasonably attractively, and throwing in 12-month membership of their Amazon Prime service, which also gives you access to movies and music.
Big problem though for Amazon is it's pretty late into the smartphone business, and a lot of people who have them already are quite pleased with them. They quite like them. They tend to stick with a brand they know and love. That's probably going to be the biggest problem Amazon faces, I suppose.
Yes, I mean, there's definitely going to be some inertia. A lot of people are going to be questioning whether or not they need an Amazon phone when they may already have, for example, plenty of Android devices, regular Google Android devices, which won't talk seamlessly to this Amazon phone. As I say, Amazon use a variant of Android which does not tie in exactly to the Android apps that you may be using.
That was the BBC's North America technology correspondent, Richard Taylor. New York shares closed higher after fresh signals from the US Central Bank that American interest rates will stay low for some time yet. Here's Gary Leahy at Decision Economics.
The Fed's goal at every press conference is not to make waves, and one can say they were successful on that. The stock market ended higher for the day and rose after the Fed announcement and press conference. Basically, the Fed patted itself on the back, saying that our forecast for improving economic growth proved to be accurate in the spring. We look for better news in the second half of this year, but they had to lower their actual numerical forecast for growth because the first quarter was so lousy. The market liked the Fed's upbeat assessment on current conditions and the fact that while they raised their inflation outlook, they raised it only very marginally for this year, so they're still a long way from actually hiking interest rates.
So the feeling is that interest rates will continue to stay very low for a considerable period of time.
That's correct. It'd be hard to put together a case where the Fed would actually lift rates, and if they did, they'd be raising them from effectively zero to maybe 0.25%, which is a very low figure. That probably wouldn't happen any sooner than March of next year. That's a long way off. So even though the Fed technically raised their expectations for where they think their policy rate will be at the end of 2015 and 2016, they did make a guess on what they thought longer-term rates were going to be. And by lowering that very fractionally, they're telling investors that they think that longer-term interest rates may actually stay lower than they thought 3 or 6 months ago, and that market also took that positively as well.
Gary Leahy. The Dow finished up 0.6% at 16,906. Earlier, London's main share index, that was up about a fifth of a percent at 6,778. What about that oil price? Well, it slipped back a little bit. August New York light crude, that was down 15 cents at $105.72 a barrel. And gold, that's trading at $1,278 an ounce. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and discussion, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.